All right. Karen, are you with us?
Okay.
Karen?
Karen, are you there?
No. Okay.
Somebody else joined you.
I thought so.
For a secondary click.
So...
Okay.
Okay. We could probably go ahead and start if you wanted to, Dr. Shadlick.
Okay, let's go ahead and roll. So today's Thursday, December 12th, 2019, and we got 1237 Naturopathic Medical Board. And with us, this is telephone conference. We have Executive Director Ms. Anthony and Assistant Attorney General. It's Mark.
He's actually left the room, yeah.
He's left the room.
Okay.
So, Mark Harris, so he is not with us. And let's go ahead and do roll call. We could.
Okay, and just for clarification, Mr. Harris is available if need be. I can go get him. But, okay, I will do roll call. Dr. Shadlick?
Here.
Dr. Popio?
Here.
Ms. Gallen?
Here.
Dr. Spatt?
Here.
Dr. Rubin?
Present.
Ms. Tibbetts? Okay, so Ms. Tibbetts is not with us.
Okay, let's note show that Ms. Tibbetts is not with us today. And now let's move on to declarations of conflicts of interest. I didn't see anything come through. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on the agenda?
No.
Nope. Okay. Disability statement. In accordance with the open meeting law, the board has disability policies that prohibit any type of disorderly conduct that disrupts the board from carrying out its business. Those violating this policy will be asked to modify the behavior or they'll be removed from the meeting room. Let's go ahead and move on to... If we take 4A, I think we can roll this all the way through, probably all the way through 4J. So I'll make a motion we do that, but I'll need some secondary.
I'll second that.
I second.
Okay. So we'll move 4A. And we'll go all the way to 4J.
Okay. Let me take roll call.
Do we need a...
Yeah, since
yeah,
we're on
roll
the phone.
Call.
Dr. Shadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move on to number five. We're going to be going over draft minutes of October 10th. This is for the regular board meeting. Has everyone had a chance to review those?
Yes.
So we're going to have to take these one by one. So 5A, I'll make a motion. Go ahead, Gail.
I'm sorry. You can actually take A and C together if you wish to, and then Dr. Popio needs to recuse from B.
Okay.
I missed November, too.
Oh, did you? I apologize. Okay.
So, did you miss? Did we hear? No, you were absent for November, right?
I was absent from November and there for October, but I had to have recused from the one case.
Right.
Okay. And that was you recused on the October 10th?
Yeah, Dr. Ortiz. Yep.
Right. Okay. So with that being said, we'll go with 5A, October 10th, regular board meeting. We have that. And then we have, let's go ahead and take 5A and C, and 5C is the regular board meeting notes. So I'm going to need, and we will note that Dr. Popiel is staying on 5C, and I'll make a motion we take 5A and C.
Second, says Dan Rubin.
Okay.
I everyone else.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. So motion carries on that. And then let's go ahead and back up to the executive session that we had October 10, 2019. Has anyone had a chance to review those? And if so, then I'll make a motion that we accept the executive session meeting with the absence of Dr. Pocchio.
Second, Dan Rubin.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye. Okay, motion carries.
All right, so we're done with 5A, B, and C.
Correct.
Let's go ahead. We'll go ahead and move on to number 6. And this was, this is an applicant for licensure here in Arizona and for endorsement. Gail, can you give us a background on that?
Sure. And so the applicant disclosed a prior arrest that occurred in August of 2003 when he was 16 years old, and source documents do confirm that arrest. Applicant submitted an explanation of the circumstances surrounding the arrest and supplied the board with proof of completion of the court-ordered probation period. Applicant was placed on 3 years probation beginning 5/25 of 04 and terminated early on 8/26 of 06. Applicant is licensed and currently practicing in the state of California. His license has been verified and in good standing. His initial California license was issued October of 2016. Applicant did not take the MPLEX add-on exam of acupuncture. Applicant meets the requirements for licensure by endorsement with reduced scope. Approval of the application is requested.
The assault charge was that is 04, and he graduated in 2016, or he's been licensed in California since 2016?
Correct.
Okay. So he'd have a limited licensure minus the acupuncture?
Correct.
Okay. So I'll make a motion or open to discussion. Does anyone have anything else to say about him?
No.
No, I think we approve it.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
Make a motion to approve his license for license.
I second that.
All right, can you take roll call, please? Dr. Stavlik?
Hi.
Dr. Pocchio?
Hi.
Ms. Gallen?
Hi.
Dr. Spatt?
Hi.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And Gail, would there be anyone that you're aware of that has the code for call to the public?
Nope, not that I know of.
And I'll do it for now.
Here, so it's just me.
Just you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're part of the public. So I'll say call to the public, number 8. We don't have anybody that obviously is out there. So we're next on to, was it future agenda items? That was number 7. And we had discussed, and Gail, I think you were going to bring it up in January. That was the CME.
Correct. Correct.
And was there anything else that we had on future agenda besides that?
Not that I recall.
Okay. Did anyone else have anything they want to have as a future agenda item?
No.
Not at this time.
All right. Well, then we'll move on to number 9, and that will be a really short board here. Number 9 is adjournment.
Okay.
And adjournment will be at 12:46.
Okay. I'd like to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Thank you for a...
Happy Holidays. Likewise.
Thank you for a good year. And...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a safe one.
See you guys.
Thank you everyone for helping out this year. I appreciate it.